More About the Rainbow Flag by Dr. Ray Herman. I recently read a very good article about the LGBTQ rainbow flag in Wisconsin Christian News. The author was Rob Pugh, an ordained minister and the founder of the newspaper. He was writing about a recent community bike ride in his city called the annual Naked Bike Ride. This social crusade, which began in Spain in 2001, has evolved into a worldwide movement. My small city has joined this cause, and a similar event is probably also celebrated either in your town or in one near you. And, for the last decade or so, this action group has been co-opted by LGBTQ to advance their own sinful agenda. Pugh may be up in age, like me, he remembers the fad of streaking and singer Ray Stevens' 1970s witty hit song called The Streak. Pugh mentions how comical it was when streaking, or running naked, through the streets or at public events, was a mild form of a protest, prank, dare, or publicity stunt. To streak is to move quickly, and in the 1960s, 70s, and 80s, naked streakers moved quickly, so as not to get caught because they were breaking the law. These streakers were often pursued by police or event security. That sort of activity may still be against the law in most places, however, in today's world, if you streak while waving a gay rainbow flag, you would probably not only get away with breaking the law, but may even be encouraged and protected by law enforcement and political leaders during your naked run. This was basically Rob Pugh's point. His article is titled, The Magical Rainbow Flag. You see, the author writes, the rainbow flag is magical, it automatically erases all laws on the books. He implied that if a regular citizen exposed themselves or performed lewd acts during some festival or other public event, there would be legal consequences, unless they were holding that magical rainbow flag. Then, it would all be okay. Further into his article he continues, what a magical thing that rainbow flag has become. It even allows pornography to be handed out in schools and public libraries to little kids. It even allows young children to be mentally abused and physically mutilated, legally, by so-called doctors, for profit. I agree. And these rainbow flag attitudes and activities are harming adults as well as our children. Adults allowing these activities are being complicit with the questionable goals of the gay and transgender declarations and intentions. Jesus' actions in welcoming the little children exemplify the care which parents and teachers should bestow on children who are under their protection. Parents are charged not to provoke their children, a command that forbids all forms of abuse and neglect. Furthermore, Judeo-Christians have a responsibility to expose and work to rectify acts which are harmful to others, especially persons who are innocent and helpless. In Christ's own words, he shows the importance of properly caring for and protecting children. And it is only for people of all ages who, like children, will inherit the earth. Children have humility and are dependent upon us, just as we should be completely reliant upon God. We adults must become like them, not the other way around. Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." Matthew 18, verse 3. Children had no legal or social status at the time Jesus walked the earth as a man. So if there is anything implied as resembling a child's right within the Holy Bible, it is the right to be correctly instructed by their parents concerning our Creator's love, His directions, and His expectations for living a godly life. Fruit of the Spirit and works of the flesh. It is difficult to mold our children in displaying the fruit of God's Spirit in this day and age, when evil is so prevalent in everything they do, the places they go, and the people with whom they connect. It's not just this gay and transgendered social movement, but Satanism, child trafficking, and pedophilia. Also, there is a lack of respect for law enforcement, and evil corporations are willing to kill for profit. Even governments will geoengineer our weather to harm lives or destroy property for their own monetary gain. Likewise, today there are churches that will guide you into Satan's clutches just for profit. Indeed, we live in an evil, evil world. We should be teaching our children about living by the fruit of God's Spirit, not throwing them into the midst of the devil's works. We must teach them the difference. As Paul the Apostle points out, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Galatians 5, verses 22-23. Likewise, teach them what they must reject. Paul mentions those things he calls desires of the flesh. Now the works of the flesh are obvious: fornication, impurity, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, enmities, strife, jealousy, anger, quarrels, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these. Galatians 5, verses 19-21. At the end of this age, we will all be judged and held accountable, so evildoers should not be surprised when all is exposed for the world to see. For nothing is hidden that will not be disclosed, nor is anything secret that will not become known and come to light. Then pay attention to how you listen, for to those who have, more will be given, and from those who do not have, even what they seem to have will be taken away. Luke 8, verses 17-18. Settling the score. During this time of increasing immorality, God has been keeping a score and remembering who has been fighting against evil and trying to live good, clean lives. We can help settle the score against evil, best we can, by standing our ground, worshiping God, teaching and protecting our families, loving our neighbors, and living by our Lord's rules. God also has a way of settling the score against evil. People on His side will be rewarded as promised, but those that haven't will find a payment for services not rendered, and it will be a punishment instead. Our main song related to this article's subject is "Settle the Score," performed by the American Christian music group Goodman Revival. The song is about having the Lord on our side when it is necessary to settle the score. Selected lyrics are below and a music video link is listed in references and notes. Everything Satan has stolen, God can restore. Now's not the time for doubt and despair. You cannot lose when Jesus is there. I know what He'll do, He'll fight for you. And settle the score. The end. Copyright 2023, Dr. Ray Herman. OutlawBibleStudent.org. To view the references and notes for this article, see the citations list following the text copy online. Please leave any comments you may have at the end of the written article. Thank you for visiting the Outlaw Bible Student website.